Well, let's take a look at sports this morning for you. West Central Valley hosting its fourth annual Wildcat Cross Country Classic last night over in Stewart. On the boys' side, it was Evan Wilson of Exira EHK, the individual champion. He ran 16 minutes, 30.93 seconds. Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley, Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley, Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley, Skyler Rawlings of Nottoway Valley, and Joel Blazik of Nottoway Valley round out the 2 through 6 spots. Now you know why they're ranked number one in the state in their class. Josh Karstens of Panorama, Danny Nordquist of Panorama, Josh Tibbetts of Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Ben Braheny of Nottoway Valley round out the top 10 individuals in that race last night. A few others locally, Cam's Dakota Holiday placed 16th overall in last night's meet. Timothy Bozzo of Audubon was a 30th place finisher last night. Team-wise, Nottoway Valley wins at 15 points. Panorama with 69 second. Martinsdale St. Mary's with a 105 total, placing third last night. That was on the boys' side. On the girls' side in that Nottoway and that West Central Valley meet last night, Panorama took the top three spots with Ella Waddle, Devin Kemble, and Brianna Hoffman finishing 1, 2, and 3. Greene County's Bailey Cunningham was fourth, and Gwen Steffen of Panorama finishing in fifth place. Some others locally, Audubon's Caitlin Nielsen placing 14th overall last night. Exira EHK had Kaylee Nelson placing 25th and Jolene Jensen 26th to help lead their team's effort last night. In the team standings, in the girls' side, Panorama wins with 18 points, Greene County with 55 second, West Central Valley and Nottoway Valley and Exira EHK round out the top five. In girls' high school volleyball play last night, the Atlantic volleyball squad had some good runs last night against Glenwood, but they just couldn't sustain the momentum and fell in three straight games. Some untimely errors and tough breaks led to the win by Glenwood. 25-21, 25-15, and 25-10, the game scores. Atlantic was in the midst of a nice comeback at the end of the first game when a controversial no-tip call gave Glenwood a winning point. That would be a precursor to how the rest of the night would go. Atlantic had a number of service errors that stymied any momentum, and the Rams answered every run that Atlantic tried to make. Atlantic's Riley Seifert led her team with 6 kills on the night. Atlantic will travel to Coon Rapids for tournament play on Saturday. Also in Hawkeye 10 volleyball last night, it was Shenandoah over Denison in 3 straight. Creston beat Creston a winner last night as they come up a winner over Clarinda 3-2. Kemper Catholic beat Red Oak 3-0. St. Albert over Abraham Lincoln 3-1. In Western Iowa Conference action, Riverside 2-1 over Essex. Riverside beat Bedford in 2 straight. Sioux City North beat Missouri Valley 2-0. Rolling Valley Conference saw West Harrison beat Whiting 3-0. From the Corner Conference, it was Sydney 3 in a row over Fremont Mills. East Mills beat Southwest Valley 3-1. And Essex over Bedford 2 in a row last night. Well, it may only be week 2 of the high school football season, but an 8-man football game in Oneida tonight will have a playoff game feel. The Cam Cougars play host to the Audubon Wheelers this week. We'll have coverage of that game tonight here on the radio for you. The game will be one of the highlight games around the state, with both teams included in the latest top 10 rankings. Audubon ranked 3 in both the latest Radio Iowa and AP top 10 polls, while the Cougars are number 8 in the Associated Press poll. Cam is already 2-0 in the season with a week 0 win over Lennox on the road and a win last week at Murray. The Cougars have a strong core that have been impact players for a number of years now. Quarterback Thomas Hensley has already racked up 3 passing touchdowns and 8 rushing touchdowns on the season. The offensive balance that Cam has been able to show off in the early portion of the season is what concerns Audubon co-head coach Sean Burks. He said the Cougars do a great job of setting things up with their run game, and the Wheelers will need to find a way to slow that down first.
I think the biggest thing is they set up the run very well, whether it's Bauer or Williamson. If they can pound the rock up the middle and on the edges for successful yards, they get you to creep up, and then they go to the air, and that's where they're really dangerous. So if you don't stop the run first, and they can be run pass however they want to do it, you know, if you give them 2nd and 3, 3rd and 1 type chances, you're gonna have a long night.
Coach Burks was impressed with his team's ability to stay ahead of the chains in their first game of the season and said that'll be a key to their success in week 2 as well.
Well, we need to stay ahead of the chains, that's for sure. Their linebackers are studs, and they're back into their secondary with Hensley and Murphy, they're ball hawks. So if we get pass happy and make a poor read or make a poor throw, they're going to be all over it. So the one way to avoid that is to stay ahead of the chains, you know, for the opposite of what our defensive goal is. If we get a lot of 2nd and shorts and 3rd and shorts and stay out of 4th downs, you know, we'll have more success. You know, last week we went 8 of 8 on 3rd down and 0 for 0 on 4th down. So that's really a recipe for success. And we were 8 for 8 on 3rd down because we had a lot of 3rd and shorts.
Audubon is coming off a week one win over Exira EHK 55-14, and the Wheelers got strong production from their senior leaders. Tyler Reboff at quarterback, Nolan Smith at running back, and Josh Lang at receiver get a lot of the attention for the Wheelers, but CAM head coach Joe Woolham is also worried about their size advantage.
The biggest difference you're going to see Friday night is just their sheer size. They're going to be way bigger than us up front. So we really got to do a good job, you know, using our technique to create some holes for our running backs, because we have to be able to run the ball to be successful.
It should be a big game type atmosphere, as both sides will likely have large followings at the game. And Coach Woolham thinks a game like this early in the season will be a valuable experience for his team down the road.
It's a good experience for us. It's basically a playoff game, you know, at week two. So I think it's really going to serve us, you know, later in the season when we do come down to these games that, you know, mean a heck of a lot more. But it's a great atmosphere. There's going to be a ton of people here Friday night. It's just an exciting time right now in CAM football.
We'll have coverage of the game tonight here on KJAN, our weekly Pick'em show. Who's Going to Win airs at 6 o'clock. That'll be followed by the pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 in Anita. Chris Parks, Mike Smith have the call for you here on the radio, online. You can also watch it with us if you can't make it with the KJAN TV page on our website tonight. 7 o'clock kickoff. Well, after an emphatic season-opening win at Clarinda, the Atlantic Trojan football team will stay at home tonight to host the Shenandoah Mustangs. Atlantic downed the Cardinals in week one 40-0 and ended up with a running clock in effect in the second half. The Trojans showed off some versatility with five different players reaching the end zone. The scoring method also was diversified, Atlantic hitting pay dirt on runs, passes, and on defense. Week two brings a new challenge with another opponent from, in other sports, their Hawkeye 10 conference in Shenandoah. The Mustangs dropped their week one contest 55-18 to a good AHSTW squad. Despite the loss, Shenandoah running back Mason Silence racked up some solid yards on the ground, and Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott says the Trojans will need to keep track of where he is on the field.
Yeah, you know, they do a great job with Mason. They move him around from the fullback position to kind of their tailback, slot back, and then even out to wideout. And, you know, get him the ball in multiple different areas, and he gets to kind of showcase his talents. So we have to be aware defensively of where he's at and, you know, what they're going to try and do when they move him to those, you know, different spots.
Similar to Clarinda, the Mustangs like to keep the ball on the ground, but Coach McDermott says it's a different challenge because they run the option. He says his defense will need to be prepared to read each play and execute their responsibilities.
Making the key on what type of option play they're running. They'll run something right off the center called midline. They'll run a little inside veer, which is kind of off the guard. Inside the tackle. So with each play, you've got to recognize, you know, what is the option play and then what is my responsibility on that option play. So it can be tricky at times. And Shenandoah does a nice job of mixing it up and using some different motions to put some pressure on your defense.
The Trojans will be trying to top their win total from the past two seasons and start 2-0 for the first time since the 2012 season. Coach McDermott said the team is excited to get to play at the Trojan Bowl, and they did some activities this week to spruce up their home field. He looks forward to having a great crowd to start the home schedule. You can hear more from Coach McDermott at 4:45 this afternoon with our Trojan preview show. In college football last night, J.K. Dobbins helped the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes shake off a sluggish start in their season opener. Dobbins set a Buckeye record rushing for 181 yards in his college debut to lead a 49-21 downing of Indiana. Minnesota was able to grind out a 17-7 win over Buffalo in Coach P.J. Fleck's first game. Also college football last night, some other matchups. Saw Wake Forest beat Presbyterian 51-7, Cincinnati over Austin Peay 26-14. It was Arkansas over Florida A&M 49-7. Arizona State beat New Mexico State 37-31. Utah over North Dakota 37-16. In baseball, the Cardinals 5-2 win at San Francisco keeps St. Louis six games off the National League Central lead. Randall Grichuk smashed a two-run homer, and Tommy Pham was 3-for-4 with a couple of RBIs in the Redbirds' fourth win in 11 games. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat New York 7-2, Arizona downed L.A. 8-1, Philadelphia beat Miami 3-2, Chicago over Atlanta 6-2, Milwaukee beat Washington 6-3. In the American League, Houston over Texas 5-1, Minnesota beat Chicago 5-4, and New York over Boston 6-2, Toronto beat Baltimore 11-8. And a couple of big deals at the tail end of the trade deadline yesterday. The Angels picked up a former All-Star second baseman and made a couple of changes to their outfield. As Los Angeles gets Brandon Phillips from the Braves for a minor league catcher, the Halos also acquired four-time All-Star outfielder Justin Upton from the Tigers for a few minor league players and some cash considerations. And just before the deadline at midnight this morning, the Houston Astros acquired Justin Verlander in a trade with the Detroit Tigers. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.